we are experiencing low productivity across board already, and having a number of public holidays will also increase the low productivity that we have. We also need to look at this issue of holiday broadly. In some countries, they look at the holidays including compulsory leave for workers. So if we put all these things together, we may not be performing well as compared to those advanced countries who have higher level of productivity and they make economic gain of their holidays as opposed to ours.
We have Independence Day, we have Republic Day, we are now going to have Founders Day, we are also going to have Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Day. So why do you have four separate days to be observed of independence when indeed all these things are related?
Well, you have a point, but I believe Independence Day is totally different from Republic Day. That is when you are totally liberated from the rule of the colonial master. So some people believe that it is significant. But I believe that we must move on to ensure that our holidays are not just about sleeping. Our holidays should actually motivate increased performance in our hospitality sector. I believe while we are struggling with the huge number of holidays for a small country, with struggling productivity, struggling revenue mobilization, there is a need to incentivize Ghanaians to be entrepreneurial enough to ensure that holidays make some gains for us in terms of productivity, in terms of revenue mobilization for the country.
You heard the head of finance, School of Business at the University of Cape Coast, Dr. John Gatti.
The president of the Ghana Association of Writers and chairman of the National Media Commission, Anakwesi Janapenton, has bemoaned the situation where religious activities are taking over important national holidays with no religious linkages. Nana Janapenton said instead of the youth and other members of society actively involving themselves in the observation of important holidays such as Republic Day, Independence Day and AU Day and deliberating on their significance, they are pulled into religious engagements on such days. In an interview with Radio Ghana in the wake of the announcement that the president is proposing the legislation of two more public holidays, Nana Janapenton said holidays have very historical, social and religious significance. He spoke to Bubu Klinugu.
That, for me, is a worry. The reason I find it a worry is that the secular holidays provide the opportunity for us to engage in activities that teach the young ones various aspects of the history of those particular days. And even the adults do learn something or reaffirm our commitment to certain ideals or even fill the gaps in our education. Now those days are increasingly being taken over by religious groups. They create their own events so that especially their young people are only confined to doing activities on those holidays, the kind of activities that the churches have structured, which prevent them from participating in the activities that the wider public would use to educate ourselves or bring us together. And that, for me, is a worry. For example, if you take Christmas holiday, the nation comes together, the head of state gives his address, and it's a day for focusing on our independence. What does it mean? Many people do not even watch or listen to that address because they are engaged somewhere, having been taken away, quote unquote, by their religious organizations to be doing other things. Of course, we've got freedom of association, freedom of choice, freedom of worship and whatever. And therefore, people are free to do on those public holidays whatever they want to do. However, as I've already said, they are public holidays and with a significance, which in my view, we should preserve. And therefore, if especially the youth are taken away from them and do not realize any significance, in which case they just become an empty day that they are feeling anyhow, I don't think that is good enough.
You heard President of Ghana Association of Writers and Chairman, National Media Commission, Anakwesi Janapenton.
The CPP has rejected proposals by the president to move the Founders' Day from 21st September to August 4, and also to expand the day to cover more people who played major roles in Ghana's independence. We've been joined on the line by the Director of Communications of the CPP, Abdul Kadir Rauf. Good afternoon, Abdul.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Why are you in the CPP not satisfied that the day is to be set aside to celebrate Dr. Nkrumah for his singular role in the struggle for independence?
Well, I think that, first of all, I have to make it very clear that at this point of the debate, it is not about whether we are being satisfied with the, you know, left position that is given to Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, at least in relation to Nkrumah Memorial Day. That, I think, is not the debate here. At the moment, the debate is about the history of Ghana being falling under the attack of the NPP, particularly led by Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. He is trying to undermine the history of the country that was led by Kwame Nkrumah, that was coordinated by Kwame Nkrumah, and that is the point of contention. That is the point of war. Now, today, the president is arguing or is issued an executive, you know, instrument to the effect that 4th August will now be Founders Day. And we think that that particular executive instrument that the but is also useless. And we think that it doesn't actually represent fairly what our history says. So, for example, any casual observer of our history would know that there can be no founders for Ghana. There is only one founder, and that is Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. And for you to be able to appreciate, you know, what I am saying or what the CPP is saying, you need to soak yourself in the history of Ghana between the period of 1945 to 1967, when Ghana became independent. And you realize that these people that Nana Akufo-Addo are saying, they are the founders of their country. Clearly, their role in the struggle was that of betrayal. You understand? And then also, it was also...
Now, not so fast, Abdul. If you say their role was that of betrayal, what exactly do you mean? They did not betray their country, did they?
They did. High time. It was a significant betrayal. So, for example, are you aware that in the history of this country, running up to the independence of Ghana, a deputation was sent to the UK asking the Queen to delay the independence of Ghana? Because in the words of J.B. Dankwa and his colleagues, that the colonial experiment with Ghana was not yet over and that the British should not be in a haste to leave the country. That is one. And then two, you would...
Hold on. Are you also saying that, or are you trying to deny the fact that apart from Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, none of the big six... Other than him, played a part. No, I'm just asking because the tangent on which we are going, as if Kwame Nkrumah did everything. Let's hear your submission.
Wonderful. I haven't said that. And if you have been listening to me, I've been very consistent with my argument. I have said that it doesn't take one single individual to win independence for people. It definitely must take the sacrifices of so many people. Farmers, youth, you know, market women, name them. It takes so many people, but usually it takes one person to climax the several years of people's struggle, and that person becomes the arrowhead of the struggle. In the case of Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah was the arrowhead of the struggle towards anti-colonialism. That is the point that we are making. So, for example, when you look at the role people like J.B. Dankwa and Co. played in the period leading up to the independence of Ghana, you will find it to be that of betrayal. So, for example, how can a patriot of Ghana or Gold Coast then write a letter to the Queen in England telling her to delay the independence of Ghana? That is the issue that we are talking about. And we are also talking about the fact that the 1948 riots, which actually brought the bullet that ended imperial powers in Ghana, or Gold Coast for that matter, when that issue occurred, virtually every other member of the UGCC denounced and dissociated themselves from it. And to quote the words of J.B. Dankwa, he said that it was that communist agitator, Kwame Nkrumah, he was behind it, he was instigating it, they should get him arrested. It was only one person who was arrested. And we all know the role that the 1948 riot brought, contributed to the independence of Ghana.
Well, Abdul, we appreciate all that, but we don't have much time, so we can't go into detail the history of Ghana. On another platform, at the appropriate time, we'll go deeper into this. Thank you very much. You heard the Director of Communication of the CPP, Abdul Kadri Rauf.
Still on the proposed holidays, Radio Ghana's Godwin Alorewe hits the streets of Accra to find out the views of members of the public on the impact of an additional holiday on the Ghanaian calendar.
Some party people tell us every day, holiday be too much from Ghana here.
So you think the holidays are too much? They should rather reduce them?
Yes.
I think the holidays has to be there because when you watch this, our place of work, we don't have rest time. People work to Saturday and they'll have Sunday to rest. So if one or two holidays comes in, I don't think it's going to have any effect on anything. So I think that holidays has to be so that those who that cannot have rest, their work time is, they can't schedule any time for them to rest. they can also use that day to maybe rest so they can continue their work later.
This we should put all in one day. If at least 21st should be the Founders Day and the Kwame Nkrumah's birthday, that would be better than two holidays in one month.
I think the holiday is too much. To me, I feel it's too much.
So what do you suggest?
I suggest that if they can maintain only the old one, because when we are changing the thing that Founders Day, you will see that someone will come, like when Akufo-Addo brought this SHS, another person can come to power and say that he is trying to do the same thing, giving holiday to that person too, or using that person as a holiday. He will use his name and give a holiday that he was the one who found three SHS. So you can see that the day will be increasing.
The holidays are too much, but if maybe you want to commemorate something, it can be there, but then still the holidays should be off. Instead of making it a holiday for people to sit in the house, no, they should go to work, but the people should be commemorated.
You heard views of a section of the public on the proposal for a Founders Day and also Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Day to be made statutory holidays.